Welcome to The Care Social, the podcast where we discuss the biggest topics in social care right now. Whether you're a care provider, a frontline worker, or just passionate about making a difference, we're here to bring you expert discussions, insights, and real stories from the sector. I'm Barry, Content Operations and Delivery Manager.
And I'm Lindsay, Head of Social Care Product Content here at QCS. And today we're talking about the recent report from the Care Providers Alliance about CQC's single assessment framework. Let's get started. Barry, have you seen the report from the Care Providers Alliance about the single assessment framework? It's pretty eye-opening.
Yeah, I have. The sheer volume of feedback, with over 1,200 survey responses and 100 providers in workshops, really highlights for me how much frustration there is with the current system.
Exactly. Providers are raising serious concerns now about assessment, registration delays and the backlogs. And honestly, the uncertainty around how CQC are going to respond is making it really hard for everyone to plan.
I agree. Sir Julian Hartley's response was positive, though. He acknowledged the issues and said they're listening. But the real question for me is how quickly will they act on these recommendations?
Well, yeah, that's the concern. They've said there's a problem and they're listening and they're talking about the urgent improvement work. But at the same time, the recommendations need further discussion, policy changes, consultation. So it's going to be a long time. We're going to be waiting a while.
But in the meantime, providers are stuck again, navigating an unclear and inconsistent system. Providers need stability. We need to know what to expect from inspections, how assessment's going to be conducted, and more importantly, how can providers prepare?
Yeah, one of the big issues is the lack of consistency. The report mentions now how even the inspectors are struggling due to the unclear training and the complex processes that they now have to navigate. It's really hard for them, but imagine how it is now for providers trying to stay compliant in this environment.
That's why, though, recommendations like reintroducing a named inspector and training them with provider input is so important. Having a single point of contact would make communication so much smoother and reduce misunderstandings. Dare I say it, just like the good old days.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the single point of contact from an inspector's point of view will make a big difference. And also the call to reduce the number of quality statements and making the assessments more proportional is crucial. Right now, providers are overwhelmed by the demands of the framework, and it's not necessarily leading to better care, just more paperwork.
Yeah, and let's not forget about technology issues at the provider portal. Even CQC staff have struggled with the systems they've implemented. If the people regulating us can't use the tools properly, how can providers be expected to as well?
Exactly that. There is a lot of work to do, and it is good to see CQC acknowledging these challenges, but the uncertainty is still very real. We need action, not just recognition of the problem.
Agreed. In the meantime, though, we have to keep advocating for clearer guidance and fairer processes. Hopefully the CPA's recommendations will push things in the right direction.
That's it for this episode of The Care Social. Thanks for listening. If you found this discussion helpful, share it with your colleagues. If you've got a topic that you'd like us to cover, please comment below or email us at qcs@qcs.co.uk. Until next time, keep making a difference.